Chapter 11. Catch Me If You Can. Tess and her friends watched from the front of the audience as the working dogs were introduced.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dogs you see now come from the finest kennels. They are bred as true working dogs. Their collective history goes back centuries to the earliest European cultures. They're a proud lot and truly deserve your applause. Ladies and gentlemen, the working dogs.
The dogs and their trainers entered the arena. As they paraded on the floor, Tess gave a quick wave with her right paw as she reared her front body up in the air. That was her signal to Mac, and he took off like a shot out of a cannon.
There seems to be some commotion going on in the arena. Stay calm, folks. Our officials down on the floor will take care of it. Officials! There's a black and white dog. It is a Boston Terrier. He has jumped into the arena and is running everywhere. Officials, can you catch that Boston Terrier? Watch out for the cables! Don't trip! Ooh, they did. Folks, I've never seen anything like this. The little fella seems to have taken over the show.
People stood up in the stands and applauded. One little girl jumped on her seat.
I want to see.
A bald man stood up pointing and shouting.
Yeah, he's right over there. No, over there. No, back over here. Over there. No, he's right over there.
The officials were tripping over one another, trying to catch Mac, but the audience was enjoying the show. They loved the little fella.
Folks, there he goes back into the stands. He's jumping over chairs. He's jumping over people. He's jumping over dogs. He seems to be bouncing back and forth between the officials. Now the security guards are coming to help. But whenever they get close, the terrier darts away again. And no one is able to contain the little fellow. It is bedlam here.
And bedlam it certainly was. Everyone was distracted by Max clowning. The judge in his tuxedo whirled in a circle, trying to keep an eye on the black and white dog that flashed around the ring. Two female trainers tangled their leashes around each other's ankles, and the taller of the two teetered over in her tight skirt. A guard tried to jump over that tangle and ran headlong into another guard, knocking their heads together. As they stood there rubbing their aching heads, the terrier ran right between their legs.
Folks, there are mixed emotions in the audience and all throughout the arena. Some are too shocked to speak. Others are cheering him on, and still others, they're falling back in their seats laughing. And I have to admit, I for one, wish him good luck. What a spectacle! What a spectacle!
And all the time, Tess and her friends were at work. Swiftly, quietly, they moved through the crowd. They sniffed the air. They sniffed the ground, picking up the scent, only to lose it again. Warm, now cold. Now warmer, now cooler. Now warm, 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 hot.